News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Greg Hughes, political editor with the Irish Daily Mail, is with us to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may not yet have seen. And your paper, the Irish Daily Mail, Greg, big banner headline across the front page in relation to Michael Lowry. And Michael Lowry, of course, the Moriarty Tribunal described him in his, what it said, in the cynical and venal abuse of office, his brazen refusal to acknowledge the impropriety of his financial arrangements with Mr. Dennis O'Brien and Mr. Ben Dunn, and by his contemptuous disregard of his taxation obligations, Mr. Lowry has cast a further shadow over his country's public life. The DPP, though, has said not enough to prosecute, and Lowry says, I'm vindicated.
He does. And good morning, Anton. I suppose, you know, this has been a very long-running story that anyone who follows Irish politics will be deeply familiar with. And I suppose the context of what we learned yesterday from Mr. Lowry, that he was informed that DPP would not be taking a case, is that really what you have to remember is that when it comes to a tribunal, the findings are, you know, more likely than not. But the bar for a criminal prosecution is obviously beyond reasonable doubt. And regardless of the facts as they were perceived at the time, in any sort of criminal case, when the passage of time is a really key factor when it comes to prosecuting them, in terms of, and I'm talking in the abstract here as opposed to knowing any details about this case, but the passage of time can have significant impacts on the ability of the state to prosecute a case. That might be things like witnesses no longer being available, all that type of stuff that plays into it. Some might be dead, the issue of how the evidence was secured at the time, all that plays into it. But at the end of the day, for Michael Lowry now, he has been told that there will not be a criminal conviction, a criminal case pursued against him in this. And he is buoyant in saying that I am now vindicated.
Now, of course, the reason for using a tribunal approach was that was the underpinning logic, that prosecutions would be difficult to achieve and that therefore you are better if you want to get to the truth going through something that doesn't require that higher burden.
And if we talk about the truth, I mean, Mr. Lowry did take defamation proceedings against journalist Sam Smith previously for his reporting on elements of the tribunal or his interpretation of elements of that. And he lost that case and he was seen to not be able to provide a sufficient defence to that. So I think reputationally, he sought to clear his reputation previously through the defamation case. It was unsuccessful. So it will be of some comfort to him that he won't face criminal charges. But I don't think that will sway public attitudes to him nationally in terms of what people know from the tribunals.
Now, of course, some of the most egregious findings of the Moriarty Tribunal were that he gave substantive information to Dennis O'Brien of significant value and assistance to him in securing the mobile telephone license that contributed greatly thereafter to Dennis O'Brien's riches. And in relation to his relationship with Mr. Dunn, that what was contemplated between him and Dunn in respect of a rent review for the old Telecom Éireann building was corrupt to a degree that was nothing short of breathtaking. Lowry has long said that his reputation has been damaged by those kind of findings by the tribunal. Is he in any better position now, following the DPP's decision not to prosecute, to push back on any of that?
I suppose it'll be a matter for himself whether he decides to take any other civil cases arising from it. I suppose when he comes to defend himself in the public sphere or when it comes to defending himself and his reputation in Leinster House, he would be able to point to that. I don't envisage him trying to reopen the tribunals and trying to unpick them from that point of view. But I think from his point of view, he may well be best to try and say he's now vindicated and look to move on. We know that the opposition have singled him out often for in a way to try and damage the current coalition by saying they're damaged simply by his presence within it. I don't think he'll have government ministers rushing in here now to claim he's completely vindicated by his reputation has gotten a clean bill of health as a result of this.
Now, of course, the issue in Moriarty was his assistance in securing the mobile phone license for Dennis O'Brien. There were separately were the findings of the McCracken Tribunal, yep, in relation to monies paid to him by Ben Dunn, particularly the monies to 300-something thousand euro to do up his house that was put through as an invoice for work done on the Dunns in the ILAC Centre. Was that part of this case or is that separate?
That's separate. And then there was, so that also looked at It said he received £160,000from Mr. Dunn, but that report said that there was no political favours sought for that. But of course, that was it was that initial scandal that triggered his resignation from cabinet at the time in 1996. And so the issues of I guess financial issues with his company, his refrigeration company, have also previously dogged him as well. Of course, not paying adequate corporation tax or not keeping adequate accounts that led to him having to pay significant payments to the state in relation to that.
And being struck off as a director for a period as well, if I recall.
Yeah, that's correct. So he's been a figure who has been dogged by controversy his entire political career. But of course, as we know, to the people of Tipperary, it has made no difference. They continue to re-elect him and think that he serves their needs adequately.
Craig, we will move on. Seizures of high-powered e-scooters and scrambler bikes. There have been, despite the fact that we don't have the legislation that in theory we needed to be able to seize the scrambler bikes, more seizures of scrambler bikes happen. No crackdown, though, on shops selling illegal scooters, though.
Yeah, these are very interesting figures that were compiled today. I suppose in the first instance, I suppose it's very welcome to see the seizures going up. I think there's 283 seizures already in this year, which eclipses the figure for the entirety of last year of 244. And I suppose the issue, well, that is a positive and it shows Gardaí are being very proactive in this. I suppose that the underlying issues still remain. One, as you mentioned, the issue of shops selling them, but also Gardaí have said they don't feel adequately tooled up to deal with this. So what do you do if you're pursuing someone on a scrambler bike? You know, you can, there's the obvious one, which is try and recover the vehicle the next day. You know, there's some talk using drone technology to help in that regard. But in terms of intercepting someone while they're on a scrambler, when they could be, you know, at risk to someone's lives, as you saw very tragically recently, there's a bit of uncertainty there of what to do. So I think Gardaí is looking for further guidance there. But I think it's certainly very welcome that they are being proactive where they can already in increasing the number of seizures of these very dangerous vehicles.
Lastly, as if we didn't have enough to worry about, death from above.
Death from above. I thought my day was going fine until I came into the News Talk studios this morning and started reading this story. And I will shock your listeners and let them know that there is a risk of a NASA space satellite crashing to Earth.
Brilliant.
This evening, I believe.
Great.
Is it? Yeah. So,
something to look forward to.
While chances are low, they still exist. And I just note that there was someone in Germany ended up with a piece of shrapnel from space in their roof on Sunday. So, be careful.
Wait, you say chances are low. Like, I would have thought if you said, what are the chances of this thing? It's 600 kilos. What are the chances of a 600 kilo satellite, you know, landing on your head? Yeah. I would have thought low would be one in a million, maybe one in a couple of hundred thousand. Apparently the chances are 1 in 4,200. I don't like those odds, Craig.
No, I'm sure you can get longer odds on some bets in the bookies on stuff that has come in. So yeah, look, an unusual one, but it's the issue of space is going to become more and more prevalent now as our global superpowers battle to dominate the space race.
Well, here's hoping they do a better job in cleaning up the leftover stuff and not just letting it fall on us. Craig, thank you so much. That is Craig Hughes, political editor of the Irish.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts. Daily.